Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm. Maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 9th, 2021, and this is episode 93 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation. I may even want to stir the pot a little bit sometimes. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring winning work for your architecture firm. Yesterday, I asked you about diversification. Again, not in terms of JEDI or justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion, but in terms of what you do. I mentioned Bill Helmuth, founder of the firm HOK, and his belief that diversification was one of the things that would help firms become recession-proof. I do believe there's a limit to the letter of Helmuth's manifesto, especially for small firms. But I believe that the spirit of his thoughts on diversification are vitally important. Yesterday's conversation was framed around the difference of approaching this for the goal of growth versus to serve. My belief is that if you tie these things together and dig deep into your expertise so that you can know more about your client's business or lifestyle than they do, then you can offer a more diverse range of services, expertise, and value follow closely behind. If you have thoughts on this and you missed yesterday's episode, or if you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 92. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about adding to the live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. And just like that, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll have another one of those conversations, and we're going to keep exploring how to win work for your architecture firm. Yesterday, we talked about diversification, growth, and service, and we've really been talking about expertise all week. So today, I thought we could start our conversation with a related question. How do you help clients understand what they get when they hire you? I know a few architects who do a great job of simplifying things and helping clients understand. Believe it or not, more words is not the key here. Some architects are completely off the rails in this category. Sorry, but an explanation of the 5 or 7 phases of architecture and a 36-page AIA contract usually don't contribute to helping mere mortals understand how you help them. One of my marketing and branding heroes, Donald Miller, repeats the mantra, "If you confuse, you'll lose," over and over and over with good reason. If you confuse, you'll lose. Most of us are better at confusing than we are at clarifying. Maybe we should go back to the example that I used yesterday of getting to know everything that there is to know about designing, operating, and owning and eating at a restaurant. I think if you know all of those things, you probably know what concerns restaurant owners the most. And if you know that, you should know how to talk about what they need the most. And if you know that, you should be able to help them understand what they get when they hire you. If the conversation starts with, "We'll help you build a restaurant that's easy for you to operate and where customers love to eat," that's a great place to start. Maybe the point is to make it about them, and then to let them ask questions to you, like, "How are you going to do that?" At least I think that's a helpful way to frame the conversation. "How will you do that?" Instead of, "Here's what we do." What do you think, though? I want to know how you help clients understand what they get when they hire you. So that's what we'll talk about in today's Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow, and in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.